10. Staff certifying that the meeting has been properly ordered.
It has.
Motion to accept a certification of the open meeting notice.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to motion to approve the agenda. There will be an amendment that the case SP 2510, which is for Timothy Depp, Ron Seaman, who is representative sent a letter to us regarding postponing that hearing until November 2010. Okay. We have a motion that pending as amended.
So moved.
Second. We move to the end of the minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to approve the minutes of the September 2010 meeting.
So moved.
Second to approve the date of September 2010 for the adjustment meetings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Next thing.
We have one extension.
Two, actually.
I wasn't here either.
Okay, we have two.
Okay. Corey Keith and Cindy Investigator. Any communications with the board?
Oh, I got a hand. It's like school.
We have Mark.
Mark Stewart, Planning and Zoning Director. A couple of communications. The first is, I believe we have a variance to be heard today. And back in August, Court Counsel's Office provided you with variance standards. I don't know if you brought those with. If you have not, I do have a copy of them, so I can pass those out as well. So take a look at that. And I want to remind you that when making a decision on a variance, that everybody has to have an opinion on each of the three statutory requirements from the unnecessary hardship, reasonable use, and then the harm to public interest. So we're going to make sure we follow that. Second is, last month, some of you, I don't think all were here, the one case was Matt Elsing property in the town of Prairie du Sac on filling and grading activities. Questions were specifically asked about, you know, whether he's building a boathouse or whatnot. Update on the progress is he's pretty much graded the site possibly beyond what was allowed by the board, leveled out a site, and it came into escrow boathouse. So we're in the process right now of working with him to come to a resolution, and basically our opinion is that the that he has to follow all the requirements and of the BOA before he can proceed with any other permits in that area.
You said through the various days.
Okay. Oh, that's
next
week. Next one. Okay. I thought there was a garage one on this one. Okay. All right, but I can get you, if whoever doesn't have a copy, I can give them one.
Why don't you give me another one?
Okay.
Everybody has this or not? Okay, various standards, August 26, 2010, and we'll hand it out.
In my notebook somewhere, so I'll take another one just in case. Since you may look anyway.
If you guys want to, brush up on this for the next one.
Thanks, Mark.
I don't have anything else unless you guys have questions. Yeah.
The address of that property for Elkins. Do we know?
Elkins Court.
Dave Lorenz, Sauk County Planning and Zoning.
Can you do your right hand? Do you tell the truth to the best of your knowledge?
I do. This request is for a special exception permit to authorize building grading within 300 feet of Lake Redstone. Plans call for the construction of a walking path to access the shore of the lake. The property is located in the single family and shoreline protection zoning districts. Real estate described as lot 33 of Bluebird Edition to Lake Redstone, part of the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of section 23, town 13 north, range 3 east, in the town of Lavelle. To date, there have been no land use permits or sanitary permits issued at this location. We do have applications for the land use, sanitary, filling and grading, and retaining wall construction time, but they have not yet been issued. There were no previous appeals to the Board of Adjustment found, and no citations have been issued at this property. Facts of the case, when reviewing a special exception permit proposal for filling and grading in the Shoreland Protection District, the Board of Adjustment looks at several criteria, including the conditions in Section 8.083 and the provisions specified in Sections 8.143B, and 8.143C. Section 8.083A of the Sauk County Shoreland Protection Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for any filling and grading which is in within 300 feet landward of the ordinary high water mark of a navigable water and which has surface drainage toward the water and on which there are any of the topographic conditions below. That would be one, any filling or grading on slopes of more than 5%. Two, filling or grading of more than 2,000 square feet of slopes on slopes of 12 to 20%. And three, filling or grading of more than 4,000 square feet on slopes of less than 12%. The proposed size, height, and location of the residence structure is in compliance with Chapter 7 of the Sauk County Ordinance. Surrounding properties to the north is Lake Redstone. South are developed and vacant residential lots. East and west also is surrounded by developed and vacant residential lots. Floodplain map, panel number is 5511CO178E. That was effective December 15 of 2009. The proposed construction site is above the floodplain elevation of Lake Redstone. There are no mapped wetlands indicated in this area. Lake Redstone is a navigable water and is subject to the shoreline protection ordinance. If I could direct the board to take a look at the photographs, the exhibits 5-1 and 5-2. Photo number one is that is taken from the top of the slope looking towards the north, down towards the shore. Photo number two is taken from the east property line looking to the west. This is about halfway down the slope. Photo number three is taken from the shore. That would be looking to the south, not to the north, back up towards the road. And photo four, that shows the west side lot line. They're getting that about halfway down the slope. And Gina, if we could view the video, please.
All the way to the lake or is there a common rocket?
Pretty much the slope all the way.
Dave, on the path that they've indicated for that, is that amongst the trees or is there an intention to remove trees?
Conversation with the builder, they intend to remove as limited amount of vegetation as they possibly can. Construction of the path also indicated that most of the work is going to have to be done by hand because of the extreme slope that Planning and Zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the board should the board grant the special exception permit. That all work on and use the premises shall proceed with the plans and supplemental evidence presented at this hearing. And it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. County permits for this, required for this approval include land use permits for filling and grading, construction of retaining walls, and tree cutting. B, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustment decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that erosion control shall be installed and maintained until the site is stabilized, revegetated, per the plans submitted at the time of the application. D, the project shall not increase stormwater runoff onto neighboring properties. E, per Sauk County Code 8.085A, the smallest amount of air ground shall be exposed for as short of a time as feasible. F, per Sauk County Code 8.085D, temporary ground covers such as mulch or jute netting shall be used and permanent vegetation cover shall be reestablished. D, per Sauk County Code 8.085C, Persian berms or bales, silting basins, terraces, filter fabric fencing, the application of polymers and other methods shall be used to prevent erosion. H, for Sauk County Code 8.085E, fill shall be stabilized according to accepted engineering standards. I, Sauk County Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of Sauk County ordinances. However, to ensure compliance with these conditions, given to Sauk County's planning and zoning. If the department finds that any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action, either suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that's within their power. And J, failure by the applicant to follow all the conditions set forth by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment is grounds for suspension or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement action. Barnard Ave, the special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all conditions established by the Board of Adjustment as determined by the Sauk County Planning and Zoning Director, or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. Barnard Ave, the special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear in front of the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all the requirements as outlined in this letter.
Any questions for Dave?
Are you planning doing and getting any other detailed plans for a portion of this project? It seems like you've got, you're describing a section of 45% slope of the planning for the increased half steps. Do you have any kind of plans for how that's going to get constructed? So you can
we have had discussion with the builder stating that within 75 feet, any materials such as steps or retaining walls have to be a natural material for the ordinance. And they agreed to comply with it.
As far as how they intend to construct it, it's just basically a description of what we're doing, versus the material.
That's it.
Okay.
Or something maybe you didn't see in the packet that was enclosed in USB 2210 and 2203, where we cross out the planning zoning advised recommendations and add a new one for more detail that kind of goes through 8.08 paragraph 5 condition.
Dave, can I ask one more question? With this permit, we're giving permission for a trail. How far back does that go? Does that go right up into the patio area that they're talking about, or would that be covered in the house permit?
That would go all the way back up into the patio area. Basically, your special exception permit is for filling and grading on the slopes of 20% or more. And
okay.
It goes from the house location all the way to the shore.
Okay, and then the house will be covered by a different?
The house will be covered by the land use permit issued for the house itself.
All right, thank you.
All right, the applicant can come forward.
Kenneth Kidd, 12639 Glacial Crest Drive, Whitewater, Wisconsin. I'll be brief. Dave Heiser, who's the builder's here, I think he'll talk some more of the detail, but I'm going to review folks. The single point that I wanted to make was that the plan of all this trail is to make it a meandering trail to minimize how much disruption we have to that slope. We really do want, as we get done with this, to have that slope look very much like, as much like as we possibly can, what you saw today in the film and the pictures. We do some existing trails that actually are on that slope as a part of it to help minimize that. And that really is the goal, underlying goal of how we designed it. Now that Dave talked about details, if that's just a question that I can answer.
Do you want to pull our any comments, questions about construction until we talk to the contract?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Any other questions they have here?
David Heiser, S1778 Menchoff Road. I guess the main concern is the precast steps and how they'd be constructed. We'd be starting at the bottom of that steep slope, setting the first one, and then each step on top of that would sit directly on top of the one below it. And the edges would be seeded and mulched, and we're going to take great care and cutting into that slope. Each step would be cut in precisely where it needs to be without disturbing any other material around it. So it's a basic concept. So
a couple of questions. How wide will this be?
2 feet wide.
The whole trail will be 2 feet wide?
Yes.
It'll be very narrow.
Very narrow.
And how many steps do you expect to put in?
Well, in that particular area, there's a drop of about 20 feet vertically. And I'm assuming that there's going to be about 35 steps.
And in the other area, will there be steps? You have one that's another area?
Yes, on that corner?
Yes. How many steps?
2 to 3, depending on how that works out.
Okay, so it's not near as steep in that particular corner.
No, and there's an area down on the, once you get past the steep area, there's an actual natural trail there now that we will be utilizing. So we're utilizing all the contours of that lot that we can, and we do not want to disturb any more than we absolutely have to.
What time on when do you expect to do this project?
Well, I guess it depends on weather. You know, it totally depends on weather. When we start it this fall, I'm kind of doubting that we will do much on it this fall. Probably next year in spring.
Yeah, that's the reason I asked. It's getting the time when you're going to be able to see anything.
Right, right. So I don't foresee that.
I'm looking at the exhibit 2-4, the site plan, identified three trees down by the shore.
Yes.
And those are
leaning into the water. Yes.
Looks like.
Right, and as far as any other trees being cut on the lot for this path, I don't know of maybe one or two small ones that need to be cut.
You're going to be the contractor or something else, the landscaper?
We've had conversations with a landscaper, and we might have more with other landscapers.
Okay. How large is the flat area that's indicated by the lake?
Yes, we're looking for about 8 by 8, nothing real big, just something where they can sit down and maybe have a place to get on their boat.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
very simplistic approach to the path.
What type of materials are you going to put on the walkway?
Well, we're going to try and use some existing material that's on the lot as we go on this path. There is some dirt material that we can be using. Plus, we might be using some road gravel type material to top dress the trail. Right.
And Dave indicated that this would be mostly done by hand.
Yeah, there will be no machinery on the slope.
Be challenging.
There will be a challenge, yes. And some of the material might be brought in from the lake, actually. Well, they're manageable for two guys. And to get them down the hill, we might actually slide them down the hill on a plank, because we will be starting actually at the bottom of that steep area. And so we might slide them down on a plank to start. So, but there will be no machinery on that slope. Thank you.
I know we should like to speak in favor. Do you have anybody wish to speak in opposition?
I applaud them for keeping it narrow, for keeping it simple, and it looks like a good plan to me.
I don't have any reason to lay it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're using this depth on this deeper area really well. You feel any erosion as much as possible at that point, depending upon how it's installed, but I guess we have to test that plan and zone to make sure it's installed simply.
Yeah, I would think rather hinge.
Yeah.
Where they do some preliminary work in there,
mm-hmm.
It's all you
slide down on them.
Yeah.
I use it down and slide them down.
The only thing I noticed in planning and zoning, it'll get to within 1 year of the hearing date. And I would think that would be enough. So with that, I move that we accept or we approve this with the second set of recommendations from planning and zoning.
We have a motion to approve a exemption for people who can with the wise planning and zoning recommendation. All the board, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Dave Lorenz, Sauk County Planning and Zoning.
Sure.
request is for a special exception permit to authorize filling and grading within 300 feet of Lake Redstone. Plans call for the construction of Boulder Retaining Wall. History of the property. The property is located in the single family and shoreline protection zoning district. On real estate described as E4808 East Redstone Drive, lot 27 of the Swallow Edition of Lake Redstone, part of the south half of the northeast quarter of section 12, column 13 north, Range Street East, town of Laval. The department has records for land use permits for a shed, a deck, inclined car, and a holding tank. Previous owner received a special exception permit for filling and grading from the Board of Adjustment in 2002. That appeal was SP 3702 and the decision letter was enclosed with the packet. Citations were issued to a previous owner in 2002 for filling and grading without the required permits at the time. When reviewing a special exception proposal for filling and grading in the Shoreland Protection District, the Board of Adjustment looks at several criteria, including the conditions in Section 8.08, Parent 3, and the provisions specified in 8.14.3b and 8.14.3c. Section 8.08, Parent 3, Parent A of the Sauk County Shoreland Protection Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for any filling and grading which is within 300 feet landward of the ordinary high water mark of a navigable water and which has surface drainage towards the water and on which there are any of the proposed or any of the topographic conditions listed below. One, any filling or grading on slopes of more than 20%. Two, filling or grading of more than 2,000 square feet on slopes of 12 to 20%. Or three, filling and grading of more than 4,000 square feet of slopes of less than 12%. The proposed boulder retaining wall is being built to stop soil erosion on a steep slope. Surrounding properties to the north is Lake Redstone. To the south, there's developed and vacant residential lots. East are developed and vacant residential lots and to the west. Floodplain map of 5511 CO180E, which is effective December 15th of 2009, indicates that the proposed construction site is above the floodplain level of Lake Redstone. There are no map wetlands indicated in this area. Lake Redstone is a navigable water and is subject to shoreline protection ordinance. I can direct the board to take a look at the photographs. Exhibits 5, 1, and 2. Photo number 1 is a view to the north. This is taken near the residence looking down towards the lake. Photo number 2 is the west side of the home. The proposed boulder retaining walls would be along that slope there, somewhat under the deck. Photo number 3 was taken about halfway down the slope looking back towards south. And photo 4, the plan indicates that river rock will be installed under the deck and to be held in place by the proposed retaining wall. And if we can play the video, please.
All right.
Dave, how much of the posts there will be exposed yet after those walls are built? I assume that the picture of the walls are further out than that and then leveled towards the deck?
I'm not sure. Planning and zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the board should the board grant a special exception permit. A, that all work on and use of the premises shall proceed with plans and supplemental evidence presented at this hearing. And it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. County permits required for this approval include land use permits for filling and grading, and the construction of retaining walls. I don't believe there is no tree cutting involved in this proposal. B, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustments decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that erosion control shall be installed and maintained until the site is stabilized and revegetated per the plans submitted at the time of the application. D, this project shall not increase stormwater runoff on the neighboring properties. E, that Sauk County Code 8.08 5A, the smallest amount of bare ground shall be exposed for as short a time as it's feasible. E, per Sauk County Code 8.08 5B, temporary ground cover, such as mulch or jute netting, shall be used, and permanent vegetation cover shall be reestablished. D, for Sauk County Code 8.08 5C, virgin berms or bales, silting basins, terraces, filter fabric fencing, the application of polymers and other methods shall be used to prevent any erosion. H, for Sauk County Code 8.08 5E, fill shall be stabilized according to accepted engineering standards. I, Sauk County Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of the Sauk County Ordinance. Power to ensure compliance with these conditions is given to Sauk County Planning and Zoning. If the department finds that any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action, either through suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that is within power. Finally, F, or J, failure by the applicant to follow all the conditions set forth by Sauk County Board of Adjustment is grounds for suspension or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement action. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all the conditions established by the Board of Adjustment, as determined by the Sauk County Planning and Zoning Director, or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear in front of the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all requirements as outlined in this letter.
Will all of the violations for the city's owners and all that been all cleared up?
Yes. It has been all cleared up. They did get a special exception permit to restore the site. And it's actually come back a lot better than I ever thought it would.
Any other questions for Dave?
When we were on the site, it was noted in the application that there was corrosion. That what corrosion did you notice?
I didn't see any real evidence of it when I was out there, but we also haven't had any rain for it.
Right.
But I'm assuming that it's meant to, there is some exposed bare ground underneath the deck itself. I'm assuming that's what they're trying to do.
And that is, if you're understanding, I'm looking at the contractor review, and it looks like the same trouble in terms of interpreting the drawing and the diseases, is your understanding that the retaining wall goes around the house as well? Just on the deck side?
That would be a question for the contractor. I feel the same way. I'm not certain about that.
And then the other question I have is, you know, you have a big chunk of blacktop. How is that sloped in terms of runoff? And does this project help to capture some of that as well?
I don't believe that this project has any effect on the existing driveway.
But it does, obviously, would be running towards.
Yeah, it's running towards the lake, but it also is quite a ways from the lake.
Yeah.
And there's vegetation existing all the way down the shoreline.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan. Applicant, come forward.
Representing Cross Hedge Landscaping, and I'm President Stacy Dimke. Address at 1085 Hydrogen Drive. Hello. Like we review those pictures, we're trying to establish the ground directly underneath the deck. Those retaining walls will be built directly up front of them with wings on both sides. From 5 feet to zero, basically, die into the natural soil. And answer your question, front of the house will be just a single boulder, basically working as a planter. So we're talking about 12 inches, plain single boulder.
Yeah, I was looking actually at the drawing around the side of the house, so how, when you're putting those wings up and going up along the side of the house, how far?
That would be,
Whatever the
5 foot gives you? Well, yes, it would be approximately within about 5 feet. And well, pretty much, yeah, the boulder one will cover the deck area. Because where the deck meets the house, that's where the wall will be basically dying into the ground.
Okay.
And from this point, we'll just continue one single small boulder and a planter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the drawing, 2-5 drawing,
A maximum 5 feet up front of the deck, up front of the house. We're trying to measure the setbacks from the house all around. It's approximately 5 feet around.
It achieved the design end as well.
That's correct.
It looks like you're tying it into the
outcrop as well? No, I'm not going this far. Between the boulder wall and the outcrop will be a single outcropping step, actually, so they can have an access between the incline cart to the deck area. Otherwise, there's a slope and slippery. This is like north side. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get a lot of sun, so...
Those steps are something you would be adding?
Yes.
Okay.
Natural outcropping steps.
Okay. And then locked there, so you would basically add outcropping steps. So there is rock there now.
There is a natural rock, but it's more to the west than we'll go. We'll stay a little closer. We're not going to go that far because those steps will approximately 3 to 4 feet wide only. Very much the same width as the incline cart. We're going to kind of create a pathway up there.
And you mentioned that the downspout will go, you said, all spokes will go to the walls. And
yeah, I would like to.
Try that?
Well, I would like to extend those downspouts back underneath those before we install the boulder. We'll go underneath the walls actually, so we're not going to be dumping directly water behind my walls. So they're going to be underneath the walls and that out of daylight again. But basically, there's not much growing underneath the deck and it's slow, and that soil doesn't stay over there. So we're going to raise this about 5 feet back behind the wall. If believe I can answer Belinda's question right now. That the area is going to be raised about 5 feet, and those posts will be basically buried about 4 to 5 feet, the deck posts. And then we're going to place the weed control net and the river reconcile.
Okay.
It may have some findings, but this is for them to decide. Nothing else at this time was classified as.
Are you still hoping to start this before winter?
I'll depend on the weather. This is small project, shouldn't take longer than about 3 days to really construct those walls. This is like a 40 feet long only area. It shouldn't take longer than 3 days. I'll depend on the weather.
Yeah, we can norm and see, maybe?
Yes. That's not going to be a lot of area disturbed also, because I got only so much distance between the deck and the inclined part. We're talking about 10 feet, the total area, workable area. So, well, even if in the worst scenario case, won't be any erosion there, because the house itself is working as an erosion. I will prevent the erosion, because the water will go to the side of the house, and I'm working below the house. So, but we'll also install the soil fences required, but the recommendations.
Any other questions?
Will these boulders be carried in with a skid steer, or and will they go around? How will they go around the house?
On the left side of facing the yes, there's exactly only one way to get there, between the property line and the house.
And when you excavate for a flat spot to set these on, about what width do you see being excavated to flatten it out to set the boulders on?
Like I said, to set the boulders, I will need about 3 to 4 feet, but the total area of maximum about 10 feet from the end of the deck to the inclined car, that's the area workable for me, so about 10 feet will be destroyed in for the total length, so it's about 40 feet.
Okay.
There's no more room, otherwise we can picture up the deck on my left side. Not really much. This is one of those really tight projects. That's basically one boulder at a time.
My experience with silt fence, when you dig it in and that sort of thing on a slope or on that slope, would dales be a better option?
Probably yes.
Because then you don't have to dig the trench and all
right.
That sort of thing, and I'm worried about after you pull the silt fence off, you're going to have exposed dirt.
Yeah, you're right.
The question for Dave, actually, I guess. Which way would you think is best on that?
Well,
got to make it play with the rules.
Dave, we're in planning and zoning. Hay bales need to be trenched in as well in order to be effective. So you're actually exposing more of an area trenching in a hay bale than our silt fence. I think the main thing we've got going for us here is that the amount of distance there is from the area of the proposed location to the shoreline and the fact that that's all been revegetated. So I think silt fence or perhaps one of these stock situations would be sufficient.
But I don't like the idea of digging a trench, but that's going to be, if you get a good amount of rain, it's going to start washing there. And you just created moving the erosion down and created a spot for it to start.
Well, the other thing is the area of the proposed construction site is probably just about the has the least amount of smoke on the lot itself. That'll help.
And then the house is just directly in front of this port as a really huge distance. And all the water will be only falling from the sky on the area 10 by 40, at least so. Half it will hang from the top down because the house is blocking all by itself, right?
That's correct.
Area that's going to be disturbed.
one of the people you mentioned that the downspouts would be happening in drain fields. Where were they?
The downspouts, I basically want to extend them all from the house out.
Towards the lake.
Towards the lake, yes.
And so when you mean drain field, you're just meaning that water would run on the floor.
That's right.
That's the kind of special structure there.
No.
Yeah, the plan calls for drain behind the wall, the drain wall,
mm-hmm.
the drain behind the wall, and that will tie into the downspout, presumably, or rather than have
a... Well, I will have two separate tiles there, but basically the reason for taking those downspouts and extend them with a 4-inch drain tile outside of the walls is just reducing the amount of water coming into the deck directly. So this is just basically extension of the downspout.
Rather have a downspout go behind the wall.
That's exactly correct.
Any other questions? Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Do we have anybody that would like to speak in favor?
I think this is the most confined project that we've seen in a long time, in that it has its own measurements, and we don't have to worry about him getting outside of them. But if he gets here in the lake, that would be interesting. Okay, Jeannie, you need to pretend that he was standing up here.
I'm going to make a motion to do a special exemption for
Do you want it with the amended?
All the amended.
Thank you.
Dave Lorenz, Sauk County Planning and Zoning. This request is for a special exception permit to authorize the construction of a pond within 110 feet of two roads. The property is zoned Resource Conservancy District 5. A real estate described as Lot 1 of Certified Survey Map 5051, part of the northwest quarter of the southeast quarter, Section 2, Pound 12 North, Range 5 East, and the Pound Excelsior. There have been no land use permits or sanitary permits issued at this location, no previous appeals to the Board of Adjustment, and no citations have been issued. When reviewing an appeal for a special exception permit, the Board of Adjustment looks at several criteria, including the conditions listed in Section 7.10A, Parent 2, Parent B. Section 7.10A, Parent 2, Parent D, 4 of the Sauk County Zoning Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for the construction of ponds or lakes within 110 feet of a road or property line, power plant, flowage area, or dam. Surrounding properties to the north are developed residential lots. To the south are developed residential lots and agricultural properties. To the east are developed and vacant residential lots, and to the west are agricultural properties. The floodplain map is panel number 5511CO250E. Was effective December 15 of 2009. It shows that the proposed construction site is in the floodplain. There are no mapped wetlands indicated in. If I could direct the board to take a look at the photographs, the exhibits 5-1 and 5-2. Photo number one is the area of the proposed pond that's looking south from Pinella Drive. Photo number two is the proposed pond site taken from Coonbrook Bluff Road looking to the east. Photo number three is a view from the south side of the pond, proposed pond. And photo number four, that's taken from the grass drainage swale that runs west to east across the lot, and this is looking back towards the west. And if we could play the video, please. Planning and zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the board should the board grant the special exception permit. A, that all work background and use of the premises shall proceed with the plans and supplemental evidence presented at the hearing. And it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. The county permits required for this approval include a land use permit for the pond itself. B, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustment's decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that erosion control shall be installed and maintained until the site is stabilized and revegetated for the plans submitted at the time of the application. D, that this project shall not increase stormwater runoff on the neighboring properties. E, Sauk County Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of the Sauk County Ordinance. However, to ensure compliance with these conditions is given to Sauk County Planning and Zoning. If the department finds that any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action to the suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that is within their power. F, failure by the applicant to follow all the conditions set forth by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment is grounds for suspension of or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement act. In order to have a special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all conditions established by the Board of Adjustment as determined by the Sauk County Planning and Zoning Board, or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear before the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all the requirements outlined in the
letter.
Dave, this is labeled as a pond instead of a scrape, instead of a wetland scrape.
Okay.
All right. Is this going to be fed by some water source as opposed to a scrape that is just whatever nature gives it?
I'm not aware that there's any springs or any water source that's available there now. I think it's just an area that when there is a heavy rain, it does collect water. Whether or not they have provisions or have in mind to put in a well or something, I don't, you'd have to ask that.
Okay. The 6 feet is kind of deep. Would you have an opinion on that? If it had a well water source to go along with it?
I don't know if we've got anything in our ordinance that, I think 6 feet is the maximum that's allowed by the ordinance.
Okay.
I believe DNR has been out on the site, but I'm not. I haven't received anything from them.
Okay. Oh,
that's
the
answer. Sorry, sir.
And just a couple of things. Like, exhibit 2-5, the aerial map, the contour. What's the waterway to the south of that swale drainage area leads to?
Yeah, there is a kind of an intermittent stream to the south.
Okay. And that goes into Delta Creek?
I believe so.
Okay.
Like a little tributary to Delta Creek.
Okay. And then the second question is, this is a, like it was a, maybe it's not a platted subdivision, but looks like the swale from the photos was a planned part of the subdivision and to deal with waterways, water issues for all those other houses. Is planning and zoning have a copy of any plan that, you know, for this area that was created?
Not that I'm aware of. I as far as I know, it's just a natural grass swale. Don't know that was put in as far as the development. I don't know. Perhaps the applicant has an idea about that.
Yeah, let's preserve some of those for the applicant, and we can bring data back. Okay, thank you, Dave. Applicant, come forward.
that you?
Your address?
Tom Fricker, E11289, North Reedsburg Road, Fairwood. I don't know where to start here, but as far as that water running off of there, it looks to me like it comes toward where the pond would be. Feed more water to it. But the water that does feed it comes out of the fields there through a culvert under the roads. And
there is a culvert under...
Under each road, yes, sir.
Under each road.
Yes, there is.
That goes into that pond.
It would go, yeah, it keeps it wet during those last pictures. After I tried them all, and I had a stuck on it. It's that wet yet. This is only last week.
Is that around, it looks like there's some crop fields there. I'm looking at 2-5. Do you have that? Looking at lot 0044-. The pond is a dark spot.
Right.
So you have a culvert on both roads that leads to that dark spot.
Yeah, the one on Canela is right. Almost is the intersection of Coombuff. The other one would be like 75 feet before the junction.
And it looks like there's a drainage pattern, a trail that runs at the tributary south. It recurs up there by that cul-de-sac.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it heads south.
I think that, yeah, that was supposed to go that way, but I don't think it does.
Or something goes that way.
Yeah.
It's draining back into, maybe somewhere, draining back into that.
At one time, I've only owned this property like a little over a year. But at one time, I believe that could have been a drainage ditch, but it's washed in and over the years.
That canary grass is going out there?
Over, yeah, over toward the pond.
Yeah,
some of it, yeah, I think there is. Yeah.
Is that harvested?
I cut it off and baled it just to keep it molded.
And also looking at the darker spot on that lot, that crop field?
Yeah, that's grass and clover, and again, I just mowed that far. Yeah, and then... Well, I did bail it, but you just take it off of there so it didn't vegetate too much.
Now, do you live here? Is it one of these houses here?
No, I live on Leesburg Road.
So, have you talked to the neighbors about anything?
Well, yeah, I talked to Don there, but south of there, he's adjacent to my property.
They have a problem?
No, he's across it. And the rest of them, I don't know them as well.
DNR has been out there?
I haven't talked to them. And
you haven't heard anything from them? Hmm. Well, have they been there?
No, I have no idea. I was waiting to be told.
You got this as 6 feet deep. Is there a particular reason for it being that deep?
I was talking to Steve Sorensen, and he says that was my limit to redness.
Okay, so you may not...
I thought that was a good number, that's all.
So you may not make it this deep?
Well, depending on what it lets us do, you know, in that area, there's a hard rock under there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it comes there. We won't know until it's there deep.
You don't anticipate that it's basically going to be raw.
That would be the majority of it, I'm sure. You know, why it stays wet at this point, I don't know. But
it's probably the fact that the range trail doesn't.
Well, if it comes back toward the pond, I think this would be a good thing. My biggest fear was having it dry out after I did the digging.
The water table in that area is quite high, isn't it? Isn't there some...
You're asking the wrong person here for that question, but... It, Bell Creek is, what, another half a mile up the road?
This is one of those projects that NRCS usually gives some kind of cost sharing to. They call them wetland scrapes, so you might want to check with them. Or you put a pond in that's 6 feet deep and you only get 2 feet of water in the bottom of it because there's not enough flowage for it. There's a lot of excavation for something that won't actually fill up.
That was one of my concerns there. Yeah. I wouldn't know that without going through it, I guess.
Right, but if you check with them, they would be able to help you with an actual design for this to make sure that it's doing what you want it to without overdoing it. Yeah. And that's just another office down the hall here. But as far as the project itself, we usually call them wetland scrapes when they come through because they're usually about 4 feet deep. So,
yeah.
Or less.
Yeah, there's the DNR normally go more than 6 feet, then it's a whole different ballgame because of the order as a wetland in a wildlife area, then the permit can't be any deeper than 6 feet, and the DNR requires that. Also part of Sauk County.
I guess that's a question.
Go deeper, now you're talking about a whole different ballgame.
So I guess that would be my next question to you. What is your intent for this? Is this your intent for this to make it more like a wetland, or to actually have a pond that you could swim in, or?
Oh, no. I just wanted to dry it out so I could keep it mowed and maintained, basically. I don't want to end up with a 2 foot, and I would go down and talk to those people.
Yeah, talk to them, because if your intention is to dry it out, you may want to do something that's more to help the drainage of it than to dig a hole in it.
Well, everything drains to it.
Yeah.
Is the problem with getting it to drain someplace else, everything drains to it. So the pond would be...
So it would just shrink the area that it's making wet?
Yeah, well, you're still going to come across part of it, but you'd have to wait for a period of time, but it would dry out a little quicker so you could keep it mowed and plant a couple of trees to help it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would highly encourage you to talk with them so that you get the results that you want.
Yes.
Out of it, you would still need the permit because you're within 70 feet, within 100 feet of the roadways. You still need the permits you're here for. It's just that you would have a design then that would do what you want it to.
Thank you.
I think the issue, we have to back to what a permit of the elements adjacent roads, or whatever the road is called. It has to, you know, the conditions that are put on it in all state and federal and county regulations, permits required.
Right. And I'm just trying to make them aware that there may be a lot more that you need to look into than just getting a cat out there and digging a hole. So you want to check with them, because the worst thing you can do is get partway through this and somebody say, oh, the DNR should have looked at this.
Yeah.
Then you will have trouble.
I believe they were out there.
It's always best to get something in writing from them or any government agency.
There's one thing I don't like about this. To the south or to the north, you have a couple of residences fairly close. You dig a pond that doesn't have any water running through it, a spring fed or anything like that, it could become a mosquito pond. First, I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned about that. I'd like to have DNR to take a look at that before it goes forward myself.
Yeah.
I think
I don't want to say no to it, but I think there needs to be more planning to it.
Should we table it?
I would like to.
Table it maybe? Until November or December, whenever we get it done?
Yeah, I think it should be table until he gets more legwork done on it.
Postpone?
Yeah.
Okay, postpone.
I don't think the mosquitoes are there already anyway.
Yeah, we're just all concerned that you achieve what's best for you and for your neighbors at the same time and without a plan that could be. So postponing it would give you the chance to go in and talk to them. It wouldn't cost you any more fees to do it. You just have to come back with a better plan to another meeting. So it shows exactly what you can do.
But I gotta do it, so I gotta do it.
Okay.
You haven't talked to Buck County.
I talked to Steve Swanson, he's been my go-to man at this.
Okay.
Whatever he recommends, I go with, and that's, I don't know, kind of left the field here on everything, so I get told.
When would this project take place? Is planning to do this fall yet or next spring?
I was going to go out today if I could. It's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
But the weather's been with me, and of course next week it sounds like it's going to change.
Any other questions?
Nope.
All right, thank you. Bring Dave back up.
Dave Run, planning and zoning.
Have you, does Steve have any comment to you regarding this?
I know Steve has been on the site. We have noticed that we did have some people come in for our, we were thinking about purchasing that and were talking to us about running a driveway through that, and we told them that we could not permit that because it was basically a wetland. That was, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and the property's been vacant since.
Yeah, it looks like it's qualifying for the land on this.
In a minute.
I don't believe it's mapped as a wetland, but on the inspection that was done at that time, it was determined that it was in fact a wet area.
He was down there. Want to come back up, sir?
John Pritchard. Okay. Had a comment on he mentioned the driveway he had a problem with, and I was told by the supervisor out there and Steve that I haven't applied for a driveway because I had no need for it. But it would come off a cool bluff on the south side of the property within 100 feet of this of the property, but there's fences to cool bluff. I wouldn't come off of Panama, which these other people are just applied for.
Yeah, that's not our issue today. That's
not what. Well, the darker spot is the building area, actually the building site. Okay. Thank you.
All right, Steve, come up with. Raise your right hand. You tell the people about your knowledge. Who says your name?
Steve Sorensen. Planning and zoning.
Right. You've been on the site for
ponds.
Yes. And what's your assessment?
There, it's a wetland complex. It is shoreline wetland because of a navigable stream to the south.
If
that, that's this stream right here.
Pointing to that.
And the pond is right here. And here's the stream.
Right. And this pond, or this plant area that he wants to excavate, is hooked to a drainage rail that appears drained toward that stream.
Right. It's essentially right now a grass waterway. This has historically been a farm field. And this wet spot essentially follows a grass waterway. And you can see the straight waterway to the creek itself.
What's your assessment of pond design liabilities?
It's my understanding he just wants a shallow scrape, less than 6 feet. It's basically a reed canary grass wetland right now. There's nothing else in there. It's wet most of the time, so you really can't mow it or brush hog it. I think it would be a nice improvement. I think he's looking for aesthetics value, wildlife values, and they would both be there with the pond. The conditions would be the soil tiles could not be placed in the wetlands, have some decent slopes on the pond itself. And he's got good groundwater there. Groundwater, for the most part, is at the surface or just below the surface most of the year. So he should have pretty good water. Yes. Yep. I live in the neighborhood, and that spot's been wet forever. So it's just a little wet spot in the field. And by cleaning this out, if you will, it should be pretty good water quality for the most part, for most of the year.
Now, Steve, there seems to be some conflict here. The applicant has said that he wants to do this so that it will drain better and he can mow the area. Now, this is going to create a permanent wet spot.
Right.
It's going to be wetter instead of drier. So he's not going to achieve that goal. So is there some communication conflict here as to what the purpose of this is?
I don't understand the drainage part. What we're creating here is more or less a permanent pond, if you will, that should stay there all year round. Now, he should be able to mow it because there's high ground uplands on the north, east, and south of this. Now, towards the road, it's still pretty wet, but he's going to maintain that setback, I think, of 70 feet. But the other side it is high enough that he could get a lawnmower on there.
Okay, it's going to make it an actual mowable versus an actual wet area.
He'll be able to mow on the uplands around it, right.
That's all canary grass now.
Right, yeah. It's all canary grass
mow.
Right.
Other than what on the picture.
Right.
As a wetland, does he have to contact the DNR about this before he does anything?
Wetland, or DNR wetlands, if it's a shallow scrape and he can keep the scrape, I think DNR rules are less than 4 feet is Jeff's only condition, and the soil stay outside of the wetland area, those are Jeff's only conditions on a shallow scrape like this. Jeff does not require a permit. My permit would suffice.
And Jeff is from the DNR?
Yes, Jeff Sheridan.
And have you made any recommendation that you check with NRCS for the design of this?
I don't know if we've talked about NRCS or not.
We're a little hesitant here as there isn't an actual plan for it.
Okay. I know Brent has done this in farm areas.
Yep.
Being this is kind of in a subdivision, land conservation doesn't want to do work in a subdivision, if you will. And I don't know if I could get land conservation to do the design work based on this location. That's the one hang up.
Well, even to look at it and say you're going to achieve this with 4 feet of depth instead of with 6, I think would be beneficial. So that he doesn't end up with something that isn't going to do what he wants.
Right.
Cost him more money.
Right. It's never going to be a pond that's going to hold fish. It's basically just going to be a wet that you can visit, won't have grass in it, more or less. It's going to be a puddle.
I am concerned about this. To the north, you have a couple residences.
Right.
And I think you answered my question, but I want to be sure I heard it right. You believe that you'll have a fairly decent quality of water in here, so it will not become a mosquito pond?
There's going to be, with any standing water, you're going to have mosquitoes in that water. And then the neighbors were notified. I don't know if they're here today. I have not received any complaints or concerns from the neighbors, but with any pond, there's a concern with the mosquitoes.
You're right.
Because it's really close to the residents to the north.
Right, right. But keep in mind, there's standing water for most of the year there now.
Okay.
And that, you know, so it's probably not too different than what they already have.
Do you have any comments on how this might affect, you showed us on the map that there's a drainage way that goes down to that navigable.
Yes.
Stream.
Yes.
How will pond affect the functioning of that? I mean, obviously that was constructed by someone to achieve an end.
Right. I think by excavating that wet spot out, you know, 4 to 6 feet, that for the most part it should hold water in that same spot and not drain out. Just the difference in elevation between the waterway and the completed pond. It's during high water conditions it's going to drain out, but for the most part it's going to stay at a consistent level below the drainage ditch, if you will, for most of the year.
Are you assuming that the pond will be, the banks of the pond will be at grade, or they'll actually be above grade?
The banks of the pond are basically grade because the banks are the wetlands. So he cannot create a bank or an elevated area. All that material's got to go up on the upland. So when he excavates, he's just digging a hole in the wetlands. All that material's coming out, and he can tie that pond into the existing uplands to get a higher area to mow. But he cannot bring in fill to create an area to drive a mower on. Right, right. And we'll work with him. We'd like to be there when he gets started to get his contractor off on the right foot, that type of thing.
That'd be nice to have a plan to look at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions? Actually, he's been very helpful for me.
Okay, you bet.
Any other requests or comments?
Did you have something, sir?
Anybody else want who are invited to speak on any of the categories?
Anyone?
All right. See, that will close our deliberation here. And let's be a little better picture of what we got going on. And our county said it was 4 feet. That's what I like. And that's where I would like to correction applicants said that the Cushing County state recommendation for looks out. Otherwise,
I'm a little bit concerned that without an actual plan, that they're going to have trouble telling where 4 feet deep is. And also the question becomes, can the office supervise it enough to make sure that it's the right depth? A little bit difficult that way. Does NRCS have actual recommendation type plans for these things?
There's all kinds of recommendations out there.
So they didn't actually come up with a list of it?
I was wondering this before, but I think after listening to what Steve had to say, knowing that there isn't a lot of construction going on now, I believe it could be supervised at planning and zoning throughout the whole project adequately to satisfy me at this point. But I think at this point, before any motions are made, it is a wetland now, it is a mosquito pond, say. So I don't think you're going to do any worse or any better with it.
I like Rich's idea to go just put in there also that it can be 4 feet deep.
This piece of drew requirement is 4 feet back.
I like the 4.
But they would not require a permit. Great. Any other comments?
I guess I'm questioning Linda why the concern whether it's 4 feet, 6 feet.
I guess part of that is whether it actually stays a wetland to me is something that isn't very deep. It doesn't puddle deep water in the middle of it. Usually the wetlands are for the benefit of, I don't know, wildlife. I guess, I don't know, I guess from all the other plans we've seen come through, we haven't seen any that have come through deeper than 4 feet. We've seen a lot of these over the years.
And I think, Dave, from a safety standpoint, you know, the residents around there, hazard of kids passing around down here, but the 6 foot pond holds more of a safety hazard for kids who are 4 foot, what is advantage in 4 or 6 foot? And generally, my experience with ponds of this sort in my former life, but I always said, any deeper than 5 feet or 6 feet.
People are getting taller now.
So I think we can put our assertion, if the DNR does not issue a permit or will not issue a permit for each of these, that the ordinance says 6 feet from the ordinance, I think that we should have it. We'll accomplish the same thing.
Personally, I think that looking at what we've had for pictures and stuff, 6 feet is just going to be a lot of excavation for not too much. Because it's not going to get deeper water-wise than it is now unless it is during a runoff event. And then the idea is for it to dry out.
And they can get it to hold the same amount of water as a 6 foot deep by making it longer or diameter.
Yeah. And since it's up to zoning to help them figure this out, I think that they can do that.
Great.
So with that, I move that we approve the special exception permit SC 2410 with the conditions recommended by planning and zoning. And I would like to add a G, the condition that the pond be no more than 4 feet deep.
Motion and second to approve SB 2410. The conditions by planning and zoning with additional conditions. G. Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any other business?
Steve, are we supposed to just keep the package that is being postponed for next month? Or not, excuse me, not Steve. Sorry, Dave.
I just need to return
those to me. Okay. Send them out again.
Okay.
Save you some paper.
All right, so you're a warning to adjourn.
Oh, can I get back?